Okay, we back. Like I said, real talk at random. We got to finish talking about Kyrie Irving. What happened with Kyrie Irving? All he did was share a post with that movie, From Hebrews to Negroes, on one of his social media sites. The big discussion was that he was promoting anti-Semitic messages. And my thing is, I just want to give you guys my take on the argument, on the situation, because it has become quite political. You know, in this day and age, what we're living in and what Kyrie is doing is big steps towards a revolution. Something that was much needed in the African-American community nowadays. So, like, all he did was just shed light on something that a lot of people may have never known about, what's being talked about inside this documentary movie. There's a lot of hidden gems in that movie. A lot of hidden gems, people. Let that soak in. Hidden gems inside that movie that Kyrie was so-called promoting, which he only shared one time on his social media platform down his timeline. So this is what I got to say about that. I'm saying, I don't really think that he was trying to promote it. But everything has a double standard nowadays, so therefore you have to be careful and use your words wisely. Especially when you have the machine behind you and you're in cahoots or tied, or you're in bed, if you will, with any of these major corporations. You gotta watch your tongue. If you're an NBA basketball player, you gotta guard your tongue. If you're in the NFL and you're getting post-game interviews, you know, you're in the limelight, so the higher ups want you to behave a certain kind of way. But what this brother Kyrie Irving did was something to get him looked down upon in the organization that he worked for. Because it's a lot of Jewish owners. But anyway, he shared this post. Everybody saying he's trying to promote it. He's promoting anti-Semitic messages. Like, I don't get it. Because my thing is, if he was trying to promote it, he would have had it over all platforms. He would have had it on Twitter. He would have had it on IG. He would have put it on Facebook. You know, he would have even put a couple of dollars behind it so he could buy up some ad space if he was trying to promote it. So, what I wanted to say, he was not trying to promote it, people. He just shared it. He's educating people. He's doing what he's supposed to do. God's work. In that spot. Tell the truth, shame the devil, Kyrie Irving. And for whoever else, for that matter, tell the truth and shame the devil. You know, so I guess you know, a couple days later, it comes across my TV screen that Kyrie Irving is being suspended for 5 games until he comes up with an apology for sharing that post or quote-unquote promoting anti-Semitic messages. In all reality, this guy did nothing wrong in my eyes. Because we are in America, and we are entitled to our own freedom of speech. And that was his timeline on his social media. You know, that wasn't the Brooklyn Nets social media. That wasn't the National Basketball Association social media account. That was Kyrie Irving in his own digital real estate space. Where he could do whatever he like with. So, anyway, What do y'all think? Was he promoting anti-Semitic messages, or he just made a simple post on his timeline? Let's not get too carried away. You know, it's a lot of more important, more issues going on around the world, but we choose to focus in on what Kyrie Irving was posting on his timeline that day. Let's not forget Brittany Griner still over there stuck in Russia for getting caught with a vape pipe, which is legal over here in the U.S., but she's sentenced to 9 years over there. Let's take a little focus off Kyrie for a second and see what we're going to do about freeing Brittany Griner. Yeah. How about sending some agents over there, some lawyers, an attorney team over there, the wrestler, to try to free Brittany Griner. Let's send some negotiators over there to try to go free Brittany Griner over there. Instead of trying to blackball Kyrie, we got big problems going on over here. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got for right now. Let that soak in. I'll be back more with you guys with more on the way. But Kyrie, it ain't no secret what's going on right here. So yeah, they suspended the brother to give him some time to apologize, which I don't think happened because he stands what he believe in. So I guess you know he's asking for a retirement. We want retirement. He'd rather not play. Yeah. But anyway, that's all I got on that, man. Long live Takeoff. From the Migos. Everybody stay up. It's your boy. Signing off. With the Real Talk at Randall. More to come. Stay tuned.